Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. I wish I could be as productive in my free time as Robert Wang. Laid off from the very software company he had co-founded, he didn't loaf, but rather turned his attention toward a problem he had not formerly had time to consider: how to feed his family healthy meals as opposed to fast food and carryout, even when he had little time to cook. Wang, a Ph.D. in computer science, got together with a couple of other telecom engineers and spent a year and a half and $300,000 in life savings working on the project. Before it was all over, Wang and his colleagues had invented one of the most revolutionary cooking devices ever, so successful that it's become the top-selling item on Amazon, spawned a Facebook group with over 1 million followers, and achieved near cult status. These days, you can even find Instant Pots at Williams-Sonoma, obviously the ultimate stamp of gourmet credibility. It's the Instant Pot, fundamentally a pressure cooker, a device invented way back in 1679 by the French physicist Denis Papin. It impressed members of the British Royal Society, including Isaac Newton. Like my mother's, it occasionally exploded. But when safely harnessed by technology as it is in an Instant Pot, pressure can do amazing things to food. Tough cuts of meat become incredibly tender. Risotto turns out extra creamy. Beans don't turn to mush. In a word, it's not its time-saving and convenience features that make the Instant Pot so desirable. It's what it does to food. I've fallen in love with lots of appliances, ranging from a KitchenAid mixer to a Cuisinart to a high-speed blender. Cooking under pressure, with apologies to the late Freddie Mercury, for me has given love one more chance. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.